WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. In their native Africa, Dembo Kante and Kausu Kuyata are popular and respected masters of their complex instrument, the kora. But like many musicians, they enjoy jamming with unusual and stimulating company, even from as far away as Britain. When Englishmen and Africans make music together, world music commentator Milo Miles suggests a light touch is essential.
Folk musicians are forever possessed of the urge for a hootenanny. And particularly in the case of international performers, the idea makes a pretty picture. A bunch of guys and gals from different countries and different races sitting around and picking and grinning and grooving on each other's fancy licks. Unfortunately, the recordings of such get-togethers have often been pretty sterile. I suspect a big difficulty is rhythmic, since much Western folk music has a very regular, not to say plain stiff, beat. But in Africa especially, the flow and flux of rhythms is the essence of folk expression. One of the most eloquent vehicles for African folk expression is the 21-string instrument called the kora, usually described as a kind of combination harp and guitar. Its delicate plucking and chiming is especially treasured by the Mandinka people of Mali, Senegal, and the Gambia. The singing oral historians of these countries are called griots, and a griot who also plays the kora is called a jolly. So, of course, when a pair of master kora players made an album with a batch of eccentric English musicians, they called it Jolly Roll. The Jollies are definitely aces. Dembo Kante is the virtuoso son of the late Alhaji Bai Kante, who was roughly to the kora what Ravi Shankar is to the sitar, that is, the great popularizer of our time. Kausu Kuyata plays a rare 23-stringed kora, which produces an unmistakable, sharp, almost sour sound. Kante and Kuyata have made a couple of duo albums, and they both have soft, buzzing voices that are oddly soothing. When they sing back and forth, it's like different types of dry wood rubbing together. But Jolly Roll is an ambitious project involving bass, drums, electric guitar, accordion, and occasional horns. The album really comes alive when the unusual combinations of instruments are introduced. As Dembo Kante explains in the liner notes, we have not changed the kora from the traditional way. The musicians are following us, not the other way around. Most of the musicians who are doing the following are members of the English group Three Mustafas Three. Now, I'm not much of a Mustafas fan. Their send-ups of world music are not half as inventive and witty as they seem to think. But nobody denies that they know their polyrhythmic stuff. Hozam Mustafa's drums and Saba Mustafa's bass are unobtrusive but smart when they speak up, and John Kirkpatrick's accordion plunges into the swing whenever it appears. A few of the songs on Jolly Roll concern things like the will of God, the personalities of relatives, and musician get-togethers. But most of the tunes are praise songs, which seem a little strange by American pop culture standards. Praise songs celebrate the wise and revered, but they also have a habit of honoring the rich and powerful with an eye for the bigwig to return the favor. It's like Bruce Springsteen writing a hymn to Donald Trump so that Bruce would be hired to play at Trump's new casino. This isn't as craven as it sounds when you consider that the art patron system is often a necessity in Africa. You're not going to prosper without the favor of the wealthy, since record companies and average fans do not have the funds to finance much of a lifestyle. Besides, praise songs are an old and venerable tradition with Mandinka griots, and they seem to truly like the folks they honor. Why, the outstanding Jolly Roll even ends with this song of praise for all the people in Britain.
The Jolly Roll album is on the British label Rogue. Milo Miles is a freelance journalist who writes about pop music for The New York Times and The Village Voice. This is Fresh Air.